Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I fall asleep with a tech, right. Stashing all the pills on my desk, right. Wearing every chain on my neck,
we in the house,
I can't get no rest,
come on.
I ride around with a tech,
chill.
Stashing all the pills on my desk,
chill.
Wearing every chain on my neck,
go crazy on the wall.
Hey guys!
Hi!
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Mace.
Yeah, well, I was like, why was I like thinking about the Rugrats?
Mace, I'm back.
Yes, I still love that. Episode 25.
Yes.
Ooh,
Cinco.
I know.
A little milestone.
Like, yeah, it is. Just a little bit. Well, just a teensy tiny bit.
Yes.
Again, y'all know life gets the best of us, as it does with everyone.
And if you follow us on Instagram, you're probably like, these bitches.
You know, we were just trying to be out here living our best life.
Yeah.
And we were in Bermuda, and I think we didn't get a chance to record, but now we're back.
Yeah. We're back.
We're back. Bermuda was amazing.
It was such a good time.
It was everything we needed.
If you haven't been, you should go.
And I'm like, no, I don't think so. Like, no, it's just so damn expensive.
It is. You know what? It really is expensive. If you don't have the hookup or
yeah,
deal,
like, if you're, again, you know, because we stay with family, like, it's a little different. But it's so expensive that I'm like, nah, I don't know. So, and then, you were on a little mini world tour. Then you went to L.A. and D.C. And now you're here.
Now I'm back.
How was
that? I'm sending this ass the fuck down.
How was your little, like, world tour?
Everything was great. I actually ended up getting 7,000 bonus points from JetBlue because of all of my flights that I've had, like, in the last couple of months with them.
Go ahead, JetBlue.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Delta don't do that. They don't do nothing. They don't even give you a free cocktail.
Yeah.
Like, they do nothing.
And then found out, they said if I take four more, this is their, like, True Blue program, but if I take, like, four more trips, then I can get 10,000 on top of the 7 that they gave me.
I try to fly Delta by
the end of the year.
Got it. And so every time I go to Bermuda, I always do JetBlue. But I'm like, maybe I need to look into JetBlue.
I mean, I prefer Delta and JetBlue.
Yeah.
But there are some places, like, different hubs where it would work better or be more affordable. So that's why I, like, just signed up. I literally have points with every airline.
I do too now. Well, but the JetBlue airline, the JetBlue, like, hub, their terminal is lit. Like,
nice. Terminal 5 is so lit. Yeah.
They have everything in there. I was like, I came out and I'm always like, damn, I wish Delta had, like, an area to, like, have drinks right while you're waiting for your flight.
Yeah.
So you don't have to, like, leave. And literally when you get off the, you know, like, walk up the, not runway, but, you know, when you're walking through the doors to go to the main airport, and they have one. I was like, oh my God, Delta, please step it up.
Right?
Yeah. I need this.
I do love Delta. So why I when I was going to LA, I was trying to tell you about the movie. So I never flew Sun Country or whatever. So, you know, I'd be like, I be flying everywhere for the low, 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 y'all. Like, I'm not balling. I downloaded Skip Lagged, and I just be fucking, like, checking prices for, like, weeks. And, like, I think the Bermuda flight, I bought that shit, like, maybe, like, a week and a half before we left. Like, my L.A.
Skip trip. Lagged.
L.A., my round trip, I paid, like, $210.
And for so, L.A.?
For L.A., bitch, yes.
Was it direct or was it connector?
Well, it was direct, actually.
You got a direct flight to L.A. for $210?
Round trip. Actually, it was like multi... No, it was like... Well, no, it was multi-city because I flew from...
here.
From LA to DC.
Okay.
Actually, which I flew to Baltimore. More. I flew to Baltimore.
Okay. Yeah. That's crazy.
No, that was $98. So I bought Mad One Ways. So it was that one.
Okay.
So the Sun Country was like $110.
Okay.
And then, don't judge me, y'all, but I flew Spirit back from D.C. I mean, from L.A. to Baltimore. But it was fucking $98. I couldn't.
I always imagine Spirit to be the sole plane of planes.
Girl, I mean, it's they ghetto as fuck, but when you're like, I only do it if it's like a early ass flight, like a 7 a.m. and I couldn't get anything else, or if it was like a red eye. So I'm like, something where I'm going to be too fucked up to give a fuck.
I was just what's to happening say, you're to me. Going to be sleep anyway. Okay.
But no, I was able to upgrade my flight to LA to first class for $89, bitch.
Oh my God.
Sun Country.
Lord, I can't.
I was like, but it was so comfortable though. I mean, I think anything first class on any flight is like exactly. super comfortable, but it was like so comfortable. And I was like, damn, this is like not even like barely, this is like $200 right here to
that's
fly to
crazy.
LA.
That's insane. Class. That's really mm-hmm. insane. Okay, so maybe
my first class to Spirit real quick. Life hit you real fast.
Okay, I mean, you know, highs and lows. That's what life is all about. First class on Spirit. Like, yeah. I live.
But I need to sit down. I'm tired.
You motherfucking tired?
I'm motherfucking tired. Baby. I was like, and then I think I hit the pinnacle when my drunk ass went to the wrong damn airport in D.C. And I was like, all right.
That's the worst. I can only imagine. Like, missing a flight is the worst. So, wait, did you miss it or?
I missed it because I was supposed to fly out of Dulles. Is that what
Dulles.
It is?
Dulles. Okay. Oh, yeah. I was supposed to
IED. I was supposed to fly out of IED and I went to Reagan.
You were all along every basically DMV. whatchamacallit?
Literally, yes. Flew into Baltimore.
I cannot.
Because the little Amtrak is like $7 from Baltimore.
To DC.
Yeah, to DC.
Oh my gosh, you were on Mad Main.
I was doing a lot.
I used to know them damn highways and byways like crazy because I used to take the Amtrak or the MART from.
The MART
from DC to Baltimore every Friday. So I'm well versed, but they need the MART, I feel like, on all the days. But that's how Amtrak can make their money, which is a whole other conversation. The fact that you flew for more than it cost to take the train is crazy to me.
Like, well, I mean, because obviously I missed my flight, but my initial flight from DC to JFK was $59 or something like that on JetBlue.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm about to be out. You know, I'm still jobless.
And they have a sale right now. It's $49 to D.C. Like a one way.
I'm doing the emoji with the hand on your chin.
Yes. Huh. If you have like, I guess the luxury behind it is that I don't really have like a 9-to-5. So I have the luxury to kind of like bounce around like look for, you know, I can fix my schedule to those things. I also wasn't flying on weekends
right
either,
okay that's
you know?
True. That's true. So listen, we are giving y'all tips for the low on how to travel efficiently and smartly and upgrade to first class on Spirit. Don't fly on
Sun Country.
Why can't I get to, yeah. I've never heard of them either.
I was like, Lord Jesus be with me.
Right? You just say a quick little prayer.
I think it might be like a more of like a California like
airline. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Like Alaska or something.
Yeah, if I had
like
to
that.
Guess. Something
Got
like
it.
That.
Okay. And then in the latest news of things that we are so effing sick and tired of talking about.
Yeah.
These police shootings.
Yeah.
And it's like they come in twos now.
Yeah.
Between, Terrence
it's
Crutcher
so weird.
And, what's the other guy's name? See, I can't even get to say his name. Wait a minute.
What is his name? And the guy in Charlotte.
Yes.
He was shot and killed by a black police officer, which kind of makes it interesting.
But you know what's funny? Oh, Keith Lamont Scott.
Yes.
I'm beginning to think that it's just the police issue. It's not even like a black or white issue.
Yeah.
Police
can get away with murder, basically. They're not reprimanded.
Even you have, like, I was watching Menace to Society the other night, And you know, like the scene when they get just like pulled over in the car and the police officers like, or no, well shoot, Menace and, well actually no, I'm lying. In Menace, those police officers are white, but I think I was thinking about Boys in the Hood. And, oh, yeah. You know, and, like, he's got him up against the car and everything. Yeah. And he's, like, they're going back and forth. And he's a black police officer. So, it's, like, yeah. Obviously, it's more about the shield and the power of the blue. Like, I had a broken taillight. And literally, as soon as we got off the plane, as soon as I got back from Bermuda, and this guy was, like, your taillight is out. And all I could think was, I don't need no situations for the police to, like, pull me over. Like, you just don't even know what's going to happen. And it's crazy that those are, like, the things that you think about.
Yeah.
So, I'm in line getting my the bulb for, you know, to get it replaced or whatever, and there's a white lady in front of me, and I don't know how we start talking, and like I said, she's like an Italian white woman. She was 50 because she told me her age, and she was telling me how she got pulled over, and she was petrified. She said that she was shaking. She was like, he was so nasty, he was so rude to her. Wow. And I was like, well damn, imagine how we feel. She was like, it's crazy. Like, I literally was like, imagine how I would feel if I got pulled over. Like, and you go through that, and you are an older white woman. Like, she was like, I hear them. She like pointed out, I guess it was like a bigger like police, like it's like a big police community or something, because she was like at 7-Eleven. She was like, I overhear their conversations and it's disgusting. And she was telling me how she's like, what is that, an APB card?
Yeah.
Or whatever. So she said her husband, her ex-husband, who she's still cool with.
I had one, I need a new one for this year.
I need one. I know, like, my sister's boyfriend has one, and I'm like, I need one. So she had one from him, and then her father was a sergeant, and she was saying how when they were coming up, that it was so different. Like, they actually, their job, actually, they wanted to, like, protect and serve. And she was like, now, she's like, everyone is afraid. Like, she literally said she was looking for her APB card, and she was shaking because she couldn't find it. Because he was, like, shining a flashlight in her car and asking all these crazy. And she's like, all I did was, like, pick this. And apparently she, like, takes care of an older woman and was dropping her off. So, again, like, these cases of you're reading a book, waiting for your son. I'm like, he was reading a book. And they still haven't given us the backstory on that, because I feel like they're trying to create something. Story.
They're trying to create a lie.
And then, you know, like, Terrence now has PCP in the car, but obviously that officer did not see that when she pulled him over, and he was helpless. And like
the PCP that you planted, right?
That you planted. Thanks. So that's why I'm just. And then my other question,
and talking about, you meant to shoot the taser, but you didn't mean to shoot the.
All the conflicting ass stories. Like, I mean, first of all, it happened on Friday. And why are we just hearing about it on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
And then even more so, like, I was so annoyed. I think I was, like, my, like, New York Times alerts. And then, like, I, like, skimmed through USA Today. And it's, like, five things you should know. And they talking more about Brad and Angelina than they are about the shooting.
Yes, exactly.
So it's, like, and I was, like, oh, they just so conveniently, like, are getting a divorce during the time that this is happening. I was, like, they are trying to deflect us from the real issues of what is going on.
Good for fucking them. They lasted like 15 years.
You get them how you lose them.
Exactly. You get them.
You get them how you lose them.
Exactly.
Like, and that's all. I mean, like, it was like flashing, and I was watching something on. Oh, I was watching Wags. Don't judge me. I actually like love that show. And yeah, and it was like, and I get it. It's also E, so I don't expect them to have some groundbreaking journalistic stories.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, damn. Like, there are other things that are going on
in the world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And no one, we're not reporting about this. Like I said, these cover-ups of taking 3 days to alert, like, the national media, and they're already dictating the story. Like, listen, don't give me my conspiracy theories.
Oh,
like,
because it's real.
It's so real.
It's so real. And it's just crazy how Colin Kaepernick, like, how...
Oh, my God, how we're so concerned.
You know, white people want to talk about that and
where's and the how that bothers them. Exactly. Like, where's the outrage, you know, like, where... Where's all of the, like, it's like, that's why he's doing it. I think I read something, I think, and I'm, you know, me and these statistics are probably wrong, but it's like 68 people since he's, like, taken a knee have died, like, in the hands of police custody since then. And you wonder why. Like, you wonder why.
And his protest is peaceful.
Right.
But that's a problem. Like, get everything. The fuck out of here.
It's just like, it's so crazy.
You just don't want us to say anything.
Nothing. It's so crazy that people just literally, you just live in your own bubble. And it's like, it doesn't affect me. So I don't give a fuck. Yeah. And I don't have to. And those are the privileges of white privilege. Yeah. Like that Marc Jacobs shit, like how it's like, granted. And it's crazy that even that would come out. And he's, and if the whole Marc Jacobs story is he had like models, he closed out Fashion Week and had models that walked with colored dreads. Mm-hmm. And initially, like, when I saw it, I honestly wasn't offended. I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
And then I think it was more so his response to it of other women being like, you know, like, wait, there are no black models, or like, there, or I'm sorry, there were some black models, but they weren't represented. And I actually like watch it on like, I watched it on like Snapchat and a few other like Instagram fashion stories I follow. And I never saw like black models besides like Jordan Dunn or something like that. So that's like one for one.
Yeah.
And it's just, but she's no like a
supermodel that can't be denied at
exactly,
this point.
At this point. Like, she's a supermodel. Like, of course you're going to have her in your show. You're going to have her and like a Joan Smalls.
You're
like,
going to have Chanel. Like, yeah.
You're going to have them. And but he was so like flippant and dismissive of people's opinions. That was a thing. And to be like, black women straighten their hair like to work in like white culture. Like, first of all, do you know anything about that, Mark?
You don't know shit.
Don't
Mark.
Ever speak have on shit seat. That you know nothing about. Have several seats. Like, and then he posted this article all about how like there's bigger issues to talk about, but we're not talking about those issues. Yeah. Is the thing. So in essence, like, it's still all related. Like, we can't have dreads. We can't have shit. You can't have dreads. You can't have straight hair. You can't read a book. You can't have your car broke down. You can't smoke a little PCP. Like, you can't do nothing.
Shit, I'm smoking my weed now. Ain't nobody taking you that from me, damn it.
It's like, you can't do it. They might. You can't do that no more.
I know I can't do that, but shit. You know what? My thing, it's culture. So cultural appropriation, like, it happens. Black people do it. Everyone does it. Yeah. Like, I seen this really cute, like, photo of June Ambrose. It was during Fashion Week, and she had like this cute little like Japan like garment and garb on. She had her hair like all like them and stuff. She looked like a little China doll, and she was super cute. But that is technically cultural appropriation.
Yeah, you're appropriating, you know, the Japanese culture by wearing that. Yeah.
The difference between, I think, people of other colors and, what does your sister call them?
Wasps.
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Yes, I don't
Caucasian
even know the
individuals.
Yeah, exactly. Wasp, yeah.
The difference between other cultures or brown people and them is that we actually give credit where credit is due.
That's literally what I was going to say.
We don't Columbicize.
Absolutely. As they do with every fucking
like
thing.
Exactly the way that wasps tend to do.
And that was the thing, all he had to say, he and that
you
Martin
just needed to say you
that.
Need to be I was inspired because I saw this woman walking down the street in my neighborhood, and she had these, she looked
dread,
like she might
like,
have been a trini whatever, and she had these
nothing.
Long dreads, and I said, that's what I want.
Nothing. And her and him and the damn hairstylist. Like, where? And then they tried to like do this whole thing of like dating back to like the Vikings had dreads. It's like, don't give me that
get
shit. Don't nobody know about no fucking Vikings like
fuck
in dreads. Like, this ain't 300. I don't
this
understand. Like, no, come on. Like, y'all know, like, when you think of dreads, it is synonymous. It is the same reason why Zendaya, like Juliana Rimes or whatever, during Fashion Police had to apologize to Zendaya when she wore those fake dreads or faux locks or whatever. And you know, and she was like, she smells like patchouli oil, and she looks like she smokes weed, which is obviously you're saying that it looks like she's like a Rastafarian or whatever.
Yeah.
So like that, let's be clear, like that's when you think of dread, that's what you think of. And I'm not saying, and I don't think of patchouli oil and all that other shit, because I actually still want those faux locks. Like,
I don't even know what patchouli oil smells like. Like, I'm like, what?
Like a strong, like musty, like oil, like a musk, like a musk must, if you will. I don't even know why I know what patchouli oil smells like. But yeah, we were, you know, what's funny, even we were talking about the faux dreads, and like, do people that like legit, like, you know, they don't cut their hair and they believe, like, they literally, you have dreads for like spiritual and religious reasons. Like, do they feel some type of way about people with like faux locks? And I was like, I don't know. And everybody I know that's had dreads is also like, they weren't like super Ja bless. They were like hella, they just, you know, like, you had dreads.
Yeah. Well, Chef had dreads for he had dreads for like 18 years. And this was like before I met him. And he was like, he was Rasta at one point in time. But, you know, he's not anymore. And he cut his locks. He still has like respect for like the religion or whatever.
Yeah.
But he was not like, he wasn't even like childless.
Like, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, anybody I know, it's like, you know, you probably, there are some like reasons. But also, you know, I don't know. I don't know why people grow dreads. Like, I don't know. But, because I could probably grow them at this point, or I could have. Yeah, but like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But for him to not say anything and be like, you know, I just saw them, and like, it's not, I didn't draw inspiration from that. Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Like, yeah. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I can't. I just.
I did read that Solange blog post.
Oh, too. Yeah.
That was really, really good.
It was how, like, oh, yeah, if you have a chance, read this post on, was it her website or St. Heron?
It was St. Heron,
yeah.
Whatever. But you know what? I thought it to be interesting, especially since I'm reading, like, Americana, but, like, her experiencing racism even when she's from a different class.
Yeah, you know what exactly. I mean?
She's not a poor black person.
No, not only a different class, you are low-key a celebrity.
Yeah,
not celebrity. Even low-key. You have a celebrity status, which sometimes can, like, you know, not...
Superstar sister, sometimes. Brother-in-law.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and you're still experiencing those things.
Yeah.
Still.
Like, it's just...
So, oh yeah, y'all, the article, she basically, like, goes to a... And again, read it for clarification purposes. But she goes to a concert. Like, she takes her son, and I can't remember, but it's like a band or whatever. It's like a band, like a jam band or whatever. And takes her son to the show. They walk in, and you know, a show, you dance, you get up, you sing.
They are in below the Mason-Dixon line.
Exactly.
Too.
And that's something to know.
Clarification purposes.
Something
they're in New Orleans.
In New Orleans. And these girls, like, throw stuff at her and are telling her to sit down and all this shit. And then, and then I think the same girls do the same thing. But it's like, one, you're at a concert.
Yeah.
Like, you're at a concert. I don't understand how you want me to sit down at a show. Although, you know what? I did have a lady
one time. Oh, and then they immediately assumed that her son was smoking, even though it was the people in front of him.
Yes. Like, all of these assumptions that are drawn, you know, on black people. And again, and you're like, you're Solange going through this. Like, what's going to happen to, like, anybody else?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's really, really crazy. Even I was telling G, I had read that article, I think, right before we went to Bermuda. And then when I was at the, trying to, like, check into my flight. And remember I told you I was so late. Like, I had 20 minutes. G was on the plane and I was trying to check in. Like, I was dumb late. And I'm literally standing there and I went in the priority lane. And there's no one there. Like, nobody. And the women are, like, online at, like, Nordstrom. And, you know, like, looking up shit on their computers. Like, no one even greeted me to be like, may I help you, be right with you. And, you know, like, customer service is my biggest pet peeve.
Yeah.
Like, I would walk in a place and just be, is anybody working today? Like, I know, I'm gonna be that old woman that I'm just gonna start snitching on everybody. Like, I went to Walgreens and the bitch did not ask me for my card. Do you know I saved $7? What if I would have forgot about my card? That is $7 that would have went to Walgreens. Why didn't you ask me for my card? I'm snitching on everybody.
You're supposed to remember your card.
Yeah, you know, I'm snitching on every fucking body. Nah, I need customer service at its finest. Like, it's not that hard to just be like, everybody. I'll be right with you.
Yeah,
that's all I require.
Yeah.
Or at least acknowledge me. Yeah. And it's like, you know, that whole, like, and I realize that. I'm like low-key crazy a little bit, but that's a whole other topic. That is a whole other issue. Like, I'm the type, if I text you at 8:10, I need you to respond at 8:09. And I'm going to be like, well, I'm confused. And don't be consistent with it. I'm going to be like, so you like behind a dumpster and you like dead or something. So like, I feel like though it goes in line with, I need to be like, maybe I need to be recognized or something. Maybe there's some deeper issues there that like I need to delve into. That I like, and I don't even need validation. I just need you to be like, one moment. Yeah. Like, that's it.
Well, I think in New York, like people, the customer service in general is pretty fucking shitty. And it's really like an easy thing you can do is like say, yes, excuse me, I'll be with you 1 second. Give me a second. You can even say it rude. I don't give a fuck.
No, but that's the thing. You can even say it rude as long as you just say something.
Yeah, like, just say something.
I'm trying to think the last time I wrote a letter, the last time I was like really enraged. I know it was a customer service issue.
Yeah.
My last letter I wrote one to Greyhound. I think I wrote one to like the New York. I think it was about my ticket. I don't even know. I'm good for a letter.
You are.
Give my Nancy White one. I am so good for
Nancy,
a letter.
Nancy what?
Nancy White.
That's my name.
That's my, what is Fallon's name?
Oh God, what is Fallon's name?
I forgot hers, but mine is...
Oh my God, it's like a Jewish last name.
It is. Mine is Nancy White. Like, I will get on the motherfucking horn and write it and just be tippity-tap-tap-tap it on the keyboard.
You know, it's interesting. Me and Fallon went to brunch one day. I think it was a couple weekends ago. You might have been here. We might have met with you later. Yes.
At the Scarpetta place or whatever?
This was that same, the day of Chanel's thing. But no, okay, we had went, because I was early and I was so hungover the next day. And I was like, damn, we did buy 2 bottles of Prosecco at brunch.
That's right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she was saying how, like, people will call her, because she's a wedding planner, so she has her business, and her business is Fallon Carter Weddings. And she has, like, essentially, like, two last names as her name. Mm-hmm. And so she had got a call, and a guy was on there and was like, yeah, I need to speak with Fallon. And she's like, I am Fallon. And he was like so adamant that she wasn't the person and that it was supposed to be a man.
And when she called, like, no, I'm Fallon. Yeah. Like Jimmy.
Yes, exactly. It was so funny. And I was like, damn. And she was like, no, that happens all the time. Like,
that
people assume her to be, like, a man.
Really?
And then almost get disappointed that she's not.
I wonder if that works even for or against you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, my name is clearly, like, inherently a woman. Like,
yeah.
So I'm obviously, and it reads black. Although I remember when we were working at Motown, and one of the, like, indie publicists, when we finally met, she was like staring almost. And I was like, hi, like it was almost, yeah, like awkward. And I think she could sense it. And she was like, honestly, I thought you were white from the phone conversations. And I was like, wait, what? Me? I was like, my name is Tierra. And she was like, white girls be having names like that. And I was like, no, I don't know any, maybe Sierra. But she was like, no, I thought. And I was like, okay, maybe I can be a little, like, sing-songy and proper, yeah, but I'm like, but bitch, you done talked to me 20,000 times, and I know we got into it one time, because I couldn't stand her. And I was
and
like...
And I know Baltimore came out real quick.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, all right, cool beans. I was like... So, again, you know, when I get my calls on and whatnot, for sure, get my Nancy Wright, Tierra Hargrave points, yeah, on, get my point across. But, I don't know. That's what else funny. We fake caring about?
What were we talking about?
I know.
There was something. So we'd be having these, like, pre-conversations before before we record. And I'd be like, oh,
wait, you know what? Like, I know.
You gotta get on this.
But you know what's funny, guys? First of all, we had to, like, scale back a little bit on the personal life stories.
Yeah, well, I know y'all. Like, I know that's probably why a lot of y'all tune in.
We had to scale back a little bit.
Because we're squirreling on it. And I almost feel like we should just be like, fuck it. Like,
and just say everything.
And just still say it.
Because yeah, it's like, cause sometimes it'd be like so much. So then you'd be like, damn. Like, I'm
like
dying.
Niggas be on here, God, listening, checking to see if I'm lying about
I'm
some
dying.
Shit. And then I'm like, I think I was talking to Chef or whatever, and he was like, and you said this. I was like, do you know how many episodes I recorded?
Oh,
I don't even know.
No,
you could be listening to something from episode 8.
Well, and I probably four, because it probably changed. Because remember, I started off episode 1 with celibacy, with my full celibacy. And I think by episode 3, I was like, okay, can we do a retraction?
Yeah,
that was no longer the case.
For real. I'm feeling one way today and another way
right,
tomorrow.
And I might,
like,
not feel the same way the
I'm
next
feeling
time.
You today, and shit, you gone tomorrow. Like... At this point, who the fuck knows?
Who knows? I can't even. Oh, a new segment, though, that we did want to introduce to the show is just kind of like things that we, like, that we're, like, that, like, we were listening to, what we're watching, what we like.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you want to, like, talk about?
That I like? That I'm listening to?
That you're doing? Or, you know, something that made you mad? Just, like, a random-ass topic.
Oh, this is random. I wasn't really ready.
You're not ready?
Come back to me.
Come back.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I've all of this free time on my hands. I'm about to start a music blog or some shit like that.
I love
that.
It.
Like, I was like, I need... Oh, you know what actually
oh,
I really
okay,
need to
okay, I know
do?
What I got. Mm-hmm.
I think I want to...
You really should do a music blog.
I think, yeah, I was thinking about doing, like, a little music blog. I really want to learn how to do tile. And I really... I've watched so much HGTV now.
Bitch.
And watched Property
All right, you need a job. You need
no.
a
and I've
job.
Learned... So I literally... It's on my TV right now. And So I want to paint the walls in my house. And I want to do an accent wall.
Yes, you should. You know what? Y'all really should. Well, I love this accent wall.
This is the
thing. I love this.
So the living room would stay the same, but I want to change my room and the bathroom. But then I'm like, dude, would landlords actually like, and I want new baseboards too. But I was like, would a landlord on a rental property Because obviously it would increase his value, but I don't think he would really give a fuck. I think he would be like, if y'all will sit the fuck down and, like, sit in that apartment.
I don't think he would give a fuck. And that's also, really like you have...
I want new tile. I want a new backsplash. Like, I want to, like...
Yeah, he might. Stuff. He'll probably let you do... Because honestly, when you move... Like,
that's what I said. You're going to reap the benefits of it when you move. Like, I'm not going to take the tile when I move. Yeah, so, exactly. Like, you can charge more. But I also don't know when I'm going to move. And he gets, like, a little crazy when you start to, like, try to... I remember when we, like, hung the chandeliers.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, aha! Like, he came in and almost had a fit. And then he was with it. It was like, they look fine. Like, no one is messing up your electrical and your wires and all that kind of stuff.
Well, that was... How long have you been here? Almost 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah. I don't see that as being a problem.
So I'm like, it's been 10 years. Like, I would love a little upgrade. Let me get on that. I grab my glasses too. Like, all serious. Like, let me write that down. You know, I got to write down everything.
Yes.
What was yours?
Started doing that again. Oh, so I really, really wanted to start it on my birthday, but I think I need to sit my little black ass down for a little bit so I can save a coin. Like, I want to save a really, really cute coin. And I'm saying this now. Who knows? 4 weeks from now, I may... you know how to still leave. But no, I want to start this spirit tour. And I think I mentioned it to you before.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes,
yeah. So I want to travel the world drinking. Like, I wanted to start it off in France. And I want to go to either Burgundy or Bordeaux. Probably Burgundy because they have a lot more to offer. And then make my way up to Cognac and then Champagne and then jump over to Italy and do some Chianti.
Yeah.
So basically, like, go to the... So Burgundy is known for the wine. That's like a major, like, old world wine country or what have you. And then, you know, you have the Cognac region where for your Cognacs and then Champagne for your Champagne. So I would, like, hit all these different hubs.
I love that. And yeah, like, Scotland. I guess you would be like,
and I just write about it and talk about it. You know, I love that. Kind of like make it bigger since I am in like the spirit hospitality industry. But want to like try kind of transition it over into like something that's a little bit more tangible and more me. Because I love a bitch loves alcohol.
Loves.
But I love to talk about it too. So like I love, 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 love talk. Don't tell me some shit about alcohol. I'll be like,
you want to go get a drink? Right. I want to claim for 5 days, and I'm my friend was like, how can you not, like, why is not drinking for 5 days a problem? I was like, because I haven't probably, this is the longest I've ever gone without alcohol, like, as an adult. I literally don't even take like 3 days off, like, especially now, just be like, let me go get a girl a glass of wine. Like, I probably have a glass of wine like every day, so I'm like, I literally feel like a junkie. So that's why I was like, I'm so here for this tour, like.
Oh,
and
not
even like drink to oblivion, just like drink.
Yeah.
Let's just like, I like wine with my meal.
Yeah.
I like wine every day, meal,
I like wine in the morning, honey.
Like every meal.
Although I didn't have anything to drink yesterday. I mean, I have to taste cocktails, but I don't really consider that like a drink.
No, it doesn't count. I have not. Oh my God, I did drink Sunday. Never mind.
I'm going to say, bitch, you was lit on Sunday.
Never mind. I was like, never mind. Whoops. Totally forgot about that. And I was like, I did not drink Sunday. I was like,
I was still so fucking hungover. The smell of tequila, like, kind of made my stomach.
Oh, Monday. Yeah, I didn't drink Monday. I didn't drink Monday. And I didn't drink Monday or Tuesday. There we go.
That's good.
I know. I'm really, now I'm trying to think. Like, yeah, no, I didn't.
What day are we on? Wednesday? I got faith Wednesday. In you.
I know. So, oh my God. So I've done like, I'm going to do 7 days then.
Alrighty.
Ah, got me. Because at first I was like, I'm about to just get fucked up before I have to do this clip.
That's terrible.
Terrible. Well, Daryl is on like the 30-day hole, and he hasn't drank in like 30 days.
That's
he doesn't
good.
Like crave it or anything. But I was like, I
think
don't know.
You just have to get like literally, you have to, because essentially your body does go through withdrawal. That's like what a hangover is.
Yeah.
Your body is like literally weaning itself off the alcohol, and that's why they say hair of the dogs, or go have a beer or Bloody Mary or something like that.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just like literally just like no oxygen to the brain and dehydration. But yeah,
it is all like of those things. But yeah, also, your body is still it's craving it. So it's like it's kind of crazy. But yeah, once you get past like a week, you'll be fine. Like, you may not crave it. You may crave it, but then you'll be like, I can do it
because I've done it. I realize it's not even sometimes the craving. Like, it's just, I literally just love wine. Mm-hmm. Like, I love a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. I don't even, like, can you still drink rosé in the winter? Like,
yeah, you can.
It's about to be all, like, summer.
I mean, it's not, you won't probably won't have, like, that illustrious Trader Joe selection that right, they have right. going on it's, right now.
Oh, the rosé selections right now are insane. Yeah. Like, it's so crazy. I feel like anywhere you go, the selections are so much bigger. But the thing is, that gets me more, like, I can actually be, like, drunk off of rosé quicker than I can, like, vodka.
Oh, yeah.
Anything.
Yeah, rosé gets you lit.
Every time.
I think that's kind of what, like, turn the gun sometimes for me is that, like, I'll start off and I'll probably get like gin or tequila or something, and then a bitch goes to rosé.
The last time I really got drunk and was drinking rosé, I lost my bank card. Like, so yeah. As a matter of fact, we have a lot of like Sunday. I was like, making bad decisions on Sunday with rosé. I was like, why not? Shit, also.
Bad decisions with rosé.
Like, feel like a brand new person.
Summer
is officially over on Saturday.
I didn't have my slutty summer.
I didn't either. I was like, no, yeah, I didn't either.
I think we're growing up a little bit.
We are. But I've never had a slutty summer though.
No?
I don't think. Girl. As I'm like, the emoji again with the hand. I don't think I've ever had one.
A slutty. Those are the best summers.
You know what mine is? I feel like it's not even a summer. I'll just be like, I'll go through these waves where it's like, you just be like, damn, like, and you would be in like this new moon and you should just be like popping or something. Or then you're the like, moon. And then you just in the old moon or something. Like, so mine, it just like comes in waves that you'll be like, what is... Yeah, and it's never like this. Yeah, because I can like think of like periods of time.
Yeah,
and yeah, and it's just mine. Just like comes in waves more so as opposed to like a summer fling, sex.
Okay,
whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
So, but I could catch another wave though.
You can catch another wave. Are you trying to?
I am actually. I'm trying to catch the wave. I can catch a wave. Yeah, why not?
Catch a little wave.
I'm like, I ain't doing shit else. Oh, I did delete that damn Tinder and SoulSwipe already.
Again.
I think I was on it for, SoulSwipe was on it for.
Didn't somebody say it got better?
Yeah, but she got off of it. My friend said it did and then was like, oh yeah, no, I deleted mine. I was on SoulSwipe for all of 5 minutes. Tinder, I did like, I it was like one dude that literally, I was like, oh, okay, he seems okay. And then I realized like he was messaging me and I forget to check it. And mm-hmm. then I think I attended, let's say it was like 4 days. So by the third day I checked it and I was like, honestly, I'm really, really bad with like this whole message service thing.
Yeah.
And so he sent me his number, but then I never hit him. So I was like, let's just get rid of this. Like I'm not doing anything with either of these days. I don't know. We're going to have a whole like a dating. Oh yes, yes, yes. Yes.
She thinks her husband is in D.C.
I do. I always said that. I've said that for years. I really think my husband is in D.C. I do.
So then, yeah, we'll start our little...
go to the African-American Museum.
We'll start a little tour.
Grab an artisanal sausage.
Yeah.
Go to the museum. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to homecoming this year.
Oh, wait, when is homecoming so I can go? Because yeah, I'm not October, going to mine.
October 21st or something like that. Or 22nd? It's that weekend. In the 20s. Yeah, or maybe I could even go before that. I could go before that. Like the first week of October. And then go back. Especially all the
time. Like, I have a wedding.
The fact
on
with
the
these
7th.
Flights. I mean, yeah. Where these flights are looking.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I really cheaper than the Amtrak.
It's cheaper than the Amtrak. Yeah, it's damn near the same price as the bus.
As the bus, yeah. Because you can get a cute little bus ticket that's like $53. And you'd be like,
For the bus.
Like, to sit next to stinky people and shit.
Well, and the damn outlets just don't be working no more. Like, every time I get on the bus, the outlets don't work. It's like, it never fails. It's the most annoying thing ever. Like, how y'all outlets not work? So, y'all, yeah, I don't know. I hope you guys had a slutty summer.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
And, you know, be sure to listen to us on the Stashed Network.
Yes.
Gmail.
Gmail.
TheOprahRoleShow@gmail.com.
We gonna post on Instagram one of these days.
One of these. We are good. Right, we're gonna get. We are really bad with social media.
Yeah,
y'all.
We're bad. You I know mean, what? Maybe just, we need an intern or something.
If someone would like to, if there's like some, you know, young person out there that would love to like work on our social media, you can start from the ground up from scratch. You can basically create your own platform. You can You can do what you want to do. You can really take it and run with it. Like, yeah. If you are ambitious, if you are a go-getter, if you are self-driven, motivated, if you are a self-starter that needs little to no supervision, because they ain't nobody got time to micromanage nobody either.
Definitely got that kind of time. Just send approvals.
Send approvals. Just holler at TheOprahRoleShow@gmail.com. Please, like... We need some help, y'all. You know it takes a village.
It takes a village. And this is our village.
And this is our little village. And we've definitely had villagers help out with every step along the way. So please, come join our village. Like, that sounds like, wait, I was watching Vice, of course, last night. And it was an episode on Sugar Babies. And it was Seeking Arrangement.
What the fuck is... Oh, Sugar Baby. Okay, yeah. Girl. Okay, got it. And basically, like, what the fuck is a Sugar Baby?
No, that our ad just sounded like an ad for, like, Sugar Babies. And, like, the allure that they kind of, like... that they use to draw the women in when they, and they just try to make it seem like they're like, oh, if you don't like it and you don't like a situation with a guy, like walk away. But like one woman like woke up and she was getting burned out with cigarettes and shit like that.
What the fuck?
It was really good. Like, and how they can get like so caught up in the life, like literally like the girlfriend experience, mm-hmm. which y'all, I clearly didn't get picked for the girlfriend experience to go to the event. That's right. My sugar baby situation did not work out. But even when I saw that, I was like, damn, like maybe. No, it was like be on Craigslist looking crazy. No.
Word.
Wait, I remember a long time ago when I first moved here, one of my friends did that. And she met the guy and he was like, I can't even get it out. He was a Hasidic Jew, like a legit like Hasidic Jew. And she was like,
I want me one of them.
I was like, what?
That's what I want. Honestly, I want me a Hasidic Jew who got a family and kids. So that means he ain't up my ass all the goddamn time.
Oh my god,
he balling.
Yes, but they cheap.
Fuck.
I was like, but they cheap.
Oh no, but he gotta run the money. This is gonna be one expense.
Sugar babies. You can say sugar babies. You basically say what, how much you kind of like want from each agreement. Like mm-hmm. there's like low, moderate, high.
Listen,
of how much you can get.
I'm a minimalist. You can just give me free housing since you want to own everything. Yeah, right.
Like
in
some
Brooklyn.
And some of them, it was that like the one she had this like balling ass apartment, but then he got. He gave her like a Benz, the apartment, and 5 days later she was out of the apartment because he was too crazy and she had to break off things with him.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so I guess you gotta, not I guess, you obviously have to be careful. But then this is the same girl. She had gotten like $30,000 in 1 month. Obviously it's like all cash.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, and the way they sell it is to pay off like your student debt. So the allure is like for women, it's like literally like Seeking Arrangements plus student debt equals like freedom or something like that.
Yeah, you're right, because I still owe Sally Mae like $20,000.
That's what I'm saying. So they're like, oh, if you do this, because they're young girls obviously, mm-hmm. like you do this and you can pay up your student debt, and they just try to make it seem like it's just more of an escort, but like obviously there's sexual favors being exchanged. So
we do that for free, honey. Oh, the fuck out of here all the time. How many?
But can you imagine doing it if you don't want to though?
Listen,
that's a very big difference.
You can switch your mind into wanting to do some shit. You know what I mean?
Sorry, y'all. I don't know if y'all can hear that. Yeah, that's a huge difference. JT. Can y'all hear that?
Probably.
I know. I'm like, sorry, y'all. I'm always getting calls at the wrong damn time.
Look at me. Who is JT?
And I'm literally like, I'm waiting. Uh-huh. And I'm literally just like, I've been waiting. I'm like, where the fuck is y'all? Anywho. which, also, y'all, I think women hate FaceTime in the morning. If it is before 1 p.m., what time is it? Yeah, it's 12:17. Do not FaceTime me. I got my little bun up.
All
like,
these FaceTime, yeah. I don't even like being FaceTimed.
At all. Like,
I don't like it.
I hate FaceTime.
Yeah.
They need to set up schedules.
It's like... First of all, it has to be perfect lighting. Like, you got to get the right angle.
You look so ugly in FaceTime, mm-hmm. even when it's not. You know what FaceTime, the new app, need to do? You need to be able to, like, structure your FaceTime times to, mm-hmm. like, 5, you know, like, 5 to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then you should be big busy at work.
So like, you're not allowed to, like... It'll get you. It'll be prompted if they try to FaceTime you. You
exactly.
Get prompted
a
message.
Yeah,
FaceTime is not allowed
message.
At this
FaceTime
moment.
FaceTime disabled at this time. Yeah. Please check back in at 5 p.m. Like, I
like, be like
crazy.
Oh man, if you could customize your message, mind you, nigga, you tried it. Please hit me back during FaceTime hours.
There needs to be FaceTime hours. Y'all, we are going to come up with a list of like do's and don'ts for dating. And that is for sure on the list.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got to have that ready for Savoy. Jesus.
Exactly. So stay tuned for that episode. But yeah. Y'all, we're going to close out on a, this is a James Baldwin quote. And it says, it is certain in any case that ignorance allied with power is the most ferocious enemy justice can have. So to all of you people that all of you all lives matter people, we know all lives matter, but black lives are in jeopardy. That's it. Like,
That's it.
Your lives been mattering
since the beginning of time.
Beginning of time. I just don't understand why that's a hard concept to grasp. And I feel like we're going to continue to, unfortunately, have these conversations. Yeah. Sadly. Because I really don't want to talk about another black man being slain in the street like an animal.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Like, using humans for target practice. I'm legitimately over talking about this. Like, so.
Me too.
But so is life, unfortunately.
So
is life.
Say slavy.
Y'all have a good day. On that
good
note,
day, a good week.
Have an amazing week. Have a productive rest of the week. And yeah, peace out.
Bye.
Bye.